This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 9:35, up 15 and a half on the open. March, 9:24, up 17 and three quarters. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 9:40, up 7 on the open. March, 9:48, up 11 and a half. May, 8:60, up 19. July, 8:70, down 1/2 on the open. December corn opened at 3.85, down 1 3/4 on the open. March, $4, down 2 1/2. May, 4.09, down 2 1/4. July, 4.16 1/2, down 2 3/4. September, 4.18 1/2, down 1 1/2. December, 4.23 1/2, down 3 1/4. March of 2009, 4.26 1/2, down 5 3/4 on the open. November beans opened at 10:07, down 2 on the open. January, 10:23, down 2 1/4. March, 10:31 1/2, down 2 1/4. May, 10:27, down 3 1/2. July, 10:30, down 5. November of 2008, 9:68, down 6 on the open. October soybean meal opened at 282.50, down 30 on the open. December, 288, down 80. October soybean oil opened at 39.70, up 2 on the open. December, 40.28, down 7. At the Merck, October live cattle opened at 97, up 10 on the open. October feeders opened at 116.05, up 55 on the open. October lean hogs opened at 59.20, up 30 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Is today a day to do some 2008 marketings?
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and let another 10% go across the board in wheat and corn and beans. You know, we had kind of thought we were going to do that even before we saw the stocks numbers. I think it's getting to the point where the dollar breaking into new lows and new 27 and 30-year lows, we just want to improve our average and get closer to that third sold in 08 hedges, especially since we continue to recommend, you know, keeping some 07 grain in the bin on farm. So we're trying to spread our risk out a little bit. And the oscillators have been overbought for quite some time now in the monthly charts. The momentum indicators that we've tried to add to and layer into our charts to try and help improve our timing a bit, because we figured that the 08 time period would be a lot harder to forecast and analyze, even more so than this current year. Those are starting to get pretty overdone as well. So between the dollar and it getting to levels that we really think that the likelihood of some type of coordinated intervention by the central banks is getting more and more probable, that no one really wants a weakening dollar from here on out from what we can find, Dave. So, yeah, we're going to spread our risk out and do a little bit more of the 08 here today.
Do you want to re-own 2008 corn?
We are going to do a little bit of that as well. We feel like that the verticals in the beans last year that we just lifted out of a week ago or so really did a good job for us, didn't cost too much, and gave us a pretty decent risk reward. And we like doing those in corn, especially at these higher prices. So May, July verticals, you know, say something like buy a 450, sell a 550, still known cost, gets you down there around that 15 to 16 cents and gives you plenty of upside potential.
All right, let's turn to the current year crop. Do you want to do anything there with puts today?
No, we're going to stick to with the markets and what we've done here so far this week. I mean, we're obviously doing catch-up. You know, we've been buying the 340, 350 puts this week. We were buying the 320 and 330s last week. We talked about on Commodity Week doing the basic floor protection. That's proved to be a good recommendation at this point. I think today's report even and today's market action even solidifies even more what we were thinking last week was, you know, how do you balance the possibility and the bullishness of $875 gold and what the corn market could do with that price level of gold versus what the report gave us today on the stocks when you're dealing with probably more like a 1.8 carryover in corn? And if USDA would come in and raise yield like a lot of people expect in October, you may be bouncing off a 2 billion bushel carryover in 07-08 corn, even if you get a decent export increase. So how do you balance those very wide range of fundamentals? And I think that's where those puts and the floor prices make a lot of sense, and clients have been receiving that very well. They're very happy with prices, and they're staying very current, which is nice to see.
Certainly the PCE report was not very friendly to the U.S. dollar today. Is there anything on the horizon that you can point to that would suggest a turnaround for the U.S. dollar?
No, other than a central bank intervention, I think the highest likelihood from what we can pick up is the inflationary pressures coming out of Asia and China, and the amount of U.S. dollars they just outright hold and how much they have to keep buying to keep their yuan down. And the central bank of Europe and the Bank of England is also getting more and more of a pounding with their inflation and their high prices. I think there's probably getting more and more pressure put on our banks, our central bank, to maybe try and support the dollar here. But we've had a whole slew of bad reports this week for the U.S. economy, from the new and existing home sales, like you said, the PCE, consumer confidence. We just couldn't get a good report, it seemed like, this week. And it was a big week for reports, and the market took them at face value. And we continue to make all-time lows here in the spot index against some of these currencies. Makes us wonder whether this weakness in the corn and beans and even the tapering off on the wheat here is going to be a buy-the-dip type psychology as we go into the close or when we come back next week with the brand-new quarter. We really have to watch out for that.
I was going to suggest that very thing. It's the end of the quarter, and whether or not a buying-the-dip mentality might be a possibility. You suggested something to watch for. Let me rephrase the question then this way. Technically speaking, in what month, looking at all the charts, do you feel, and you can take them one at a time, wheat, corn, beans, has the most upside potential, and what are the pivot points?
I think the stocks report and the fact that we're in planting for the winter wheat, and we realize how poor the southern hemisphere wheat crop's going to be in Australia especially, that they're not going to bring anything to the table as far as world exports. It's very unlikely now. With the weather they've had, that the July wheat is probably the one that you could quote-unquote say is undervalue if we would have any problems in the United States or Canada or Europe or China with getting it planted, or if you get it planted and it's in very, very dry dirt. I think that's something that's very important now that we're getting into the wheat planting season, and we did see Kansas, I think, was 3 to 4 points behind the average of the five-year on Monday's report. That's going to be the biggest thing we look at next Monday and probably next week, is to see if Kansas has made up their pace in planting or not. If not, the July would probably be the favored son as far as the buy side. Looks to be the cheapest and has the support of the old crop. I think probably the exact opposite of that would be the beans. Probably the November beans would be the ones we'd probably stay away from at this point. Novo 8 is what I'm talking about here, Dave. That's probably the one we wouldn't want to go after as far as long. We'd probably be looking at the May or July, and we think probably the market is saying that too, because March, May, and July futures are all within 3 or 4 cents of each other. May, July would be the months you'd be going after if you had a southern hemisphere problem like Brazil. As far as corn, we would probably stick with the idea, with the stocks being as high as they are, probably the DSO 8 is probably the best thing out there as far as a way to buy it at this point if we were a speculator, you know, that was looking at investor money and wanting to say, well, gold and inflation equals a higher corn price.
Technicians are going to be pointing to wheat prices above $10, maybe as much as $10.50. You can draw it a lot of different ways on that particular chart. Corn prices, maybe an upside potential, $4.10, $4.15. $11 soybeans, not out of the realm of possibility to the technicians. Do any of these ring true for you?
Well, you know, you'd asked last week about whether we could get up to that 10.35 level in the Novi beans and get up to those old highs of 03, and you had me sweating earlier this week, and I was kind of glad to see if we had a bearish report on the grain stocks today, whether the market would react to that, and they have so far. So I think it's probably going to still be difficult for the beans to make that price before the October report comes out. And USDA has to adjust their yield lower if they do. But we do have to realize that those outside markets, if the beans get the help of the dollar and the crude and the gold, and it's a coordinated effort, then you certainly have cleared the way technically for the beans. So that's probably the best way to answer that one, because you asked a real good question last week on that.
You mentioned the October report. It was a year ago that report gave us a big surprise, a downward adjustment in harvested acres for corn, and that's what really, I guess, fired up the market more than most anything else from October on. Are we looking for the potential? Are we hearing rumblings of a potential for a surprise this October?
Well, I think certainly the market is still on the path that we're going to get a bullish surprise, if anything, in beans, and a bearish surprise in the corn, if anything, because of the yield reports we continue to give. But, you know, USDA does their stuff, does it on their own. And today's grain stocks report is a perfect example of that, because it wasn't just too long ago that USDA was lowering the old crop bean ending stocks and their monthly supply and demand reports. I think it was either just this past month, or if not, it was just August, that they lowered again their ending stocks number in beans. So here we are back up at around a 573 carryover for old crop beans. So everything's on the table nowadays, it seems like, Dave. And I think it just goes back to the overvalue, undervalue, and working on the mindset that there's potential upside in these markets, but every day I go home, I say to myself, 950, 950, 950 on wheat, and it's amazing to say that to myself.
Before I let you go, do you think crude oil will make new highs next week?
They want to make it go to new highs, I think, in the trade. The whispers that we get and the information we get from the hedge fund community is that they want to run this thing as hard as they can. They feel like the timing is now. The dollar's not going to get any weaker and have any worse psychology than it has right now. Let's get all we can get is the mindset they have at this point.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day, sir.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. He joins us every Friday morning on the Opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at wiloag.org. It's 10:01 Central Time.